name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Even though you may have lost sight of what day it is, or indeed where we are in the calendar, just in case you need a reminder, we are getting very close to Easter now. It's Palm Sunday, and we would normally be having a procession, but for today your imaginations will just have to fill in the gaps. It's the start of Holy Week, and the drama at the centre of the Christian faith is about to play out. We shouldn't jump straight from here to Easter Day, as the struggle in between, the Lord's Passion, is a playing out of our everyday lives, beset as they are with anxieties, joys, difficulties to overcome, and a future in which we need to have expectant hope, knowing that God is already there ahead of us. It might sound a bit simplistic, but I really do believe that that's where we need to place our hope, in the God that never changes, in the one that is our sure foundation. Now, Palm Sunday may be a familiar story, but to enter deeply into it, all the nuances, the twists and turns, is to walk the way of a disciple. And when we're doing that, we can properly attend to the needs of our sisters and brothers, especially at this time. Practically everyone has known the taste of Palm Sunday, the sweetness of success and popularity. Nearly all of us have tasted the bitterness of Good Friday, of failure and rejection. And what saves us from an endless round of ups and downs? What frees us from the tyranny of events over which we have no control is our commitment to press forward in obedience to God, is trusting in God's love to bring about Easter morning. Knowing that the meaning of life is to be found in the knowledge and love of God, and that the death of the old way of life is followed by the glory of resurrection. And let's face it, there's never been a more concrete example to us all, not just some, of having no control than at the moment. We're all awaiting the resurrection, the new life. In the Gospel reading, Jesus, the disciples, and many others are on their way to Jerusalem for the Passover. The only obstacle left is the Mount of Olives. Everyone's excited. It's the one true holiday in the year. They're remembering the Exodus. They're looking forward to being saved from tyranny. They're looking forward to seeing God's presence manifested in the size of the temple, which is about a quarter of the size of all Jerusalem, and covered in gold. Yet the one they are looking for walks alongside them. And how often does that happen today? How often are we currently seeing it in all the random acts of kindness that have spontaneously erupted everywhere over the last few weeks? It's as though people have rediscovered that driving force deep down inside them, the one that shows who they really are and who we really are. Whatever people are looking to be saved from, Jesus is the answer. Often not recognised, often coming disguised as something or someone else. And we need to consider what we can do here to be part of the ongoing story. Now, in my study at the moment, there are literally hundreds of palm crosses waiting to go out to all the services that we'll not be having this year. But they'll keep. And we can give them out when the time comes to celebrate. All the palm crosses helping us to remember God, and above all, the love of God. And all those palm crosses are those people working tirelessly away in our wonderful NHS, in all the volunteers for the many agencies. In fact, all those showing love and compassion on our behalf. And there are farmers and growers that are keeping us fed, and our many essential workers. We are blessed, and our palm crosses, when we receive them, can be a celebration this year of the love of God that fills these people and binds us together. We wave palms because we have long awaited God's deliverance. and now we're within 7 days of it. We have palms because Jesus shows us life-saving answers when we feel crushed by problems threatening to overcome us. We wave palms because Jesus has set us free from the destructive longings of our fallen nature to become what we can be when we're at our best. We wave palms because, like the pilgrims who came to Jerusalem and gave thanks for their healing by Jesus, we too can really be healed in body, mind and spirit. But something a bit lighter, just for a moment, because it's important to have a lighter side at the moment. It was Palm Sunday, but because of a heavy cold, five-year-old Johnny stayed home from church with Granny. When the family returned home, they were carrying several palm crosses. Johnny asked them what they were for. "People held them over Jesus' head as he walked by," his father told him. "Wouldn't you know it," Johnny fumed. "The one Sunday I don't go and he shows up." But the truth is, Jesus walks the journey with us all, and all the time, if we'll let him. At times unrecognized, and at times of joy and sadness. When Christ entered into Jerusalem, the people spread garments in the way. When he enters into our hearts, we pull off our own self-importance and not only lay it under Christ's feet, but even trample upon it ourselves. Many people are doing many great things for us all. The light is shining brighter and brighter in the darkness. And the darkness will never overcome the light. Love one another. Love your dear ones. Love your brothers and sisters in need. Love yourself. And love God. And that's all we need to remember at this time. May you receive God's blessing and his peace, today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.